Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Dana is with us. You said you had a thought?
I came in from my walk and sat down in the backyard for a little devotional time, and my phone buzzed, and I got an email from my company informing me that the online system that we use to track revenue and put deals into our contracting tracking system was down, and it was undergoing maintenance and repair. I didn't think much about it because we got a great team, and they always get it back up and running. But as I put the phone down and started to pray, I thought, you know, what would it be like if we got a similar message from God every other week saying, you know, the prayer chain is down for maintenance right now. And we're working on it, and I'll let you know when it's back up and running.
That's an interesting thought.
How great is it that we have a God who is not bound by anything in earth or time, and the door is always open and the channel is always open, and it's never down for maintenance or repair.
And there's never a virus that takes over either.
Never.
demand for ransom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He ransomed us.
He did.
Oh, there you go.
Amen. So an eighth grade teacher asked her students to write down things that old people do. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So this is what they wrote. Now, I want to know if when you were a kid, what did you consider to be old? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So this is what these eighth graders said. Back pain all the time.
Just back pain?
Yeah.
Have some sympathy.
Yeah, exactly. You start saying, back in my day.
I said back when I was a kid just a couple of days ago to somebody, and I was like, what is coming out of my mouth right now?
Right. When you enjoy watching the news.
Ooh.
It's kind of embarrassing because at one point I did enjoy watching the news. Now I don't because it's so negative.
I was about to say, it's too depressing.
Relaxing at the beach instead of playing in the water.
Well, yeah.
I think that's true.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
No, to bathing suits. Nope.
You sit in the house and you watch the sun go down. And that's what old people do. You make an ugh noise when you stand up.
That one makes me feel personally attacked.
Why are these eighth graders in my house?
Oh my goodness. Wow.
You know, when I was a kid, I said to myself, I'm never watching the news. You know, all these adult things that my parents did, I'm never going to do that.
Right.
So
I always thought that every adult, when it rained, said, boy, we sure did need it. Last night, the Family Life Radio Morning Show is based in Tucson, Arizona. We got our first little monsoon finally last night. And my husband and I are standing out the back door, and I went, man, we sure did need that.
All right, so what was old for you? 888-888-9976. Or I guess if you got an eighth grader nearby, you can ask them what's old.
I would love to know what they think is
exactly.
Old. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Call us right now.
Family Life Radio.
We're talking about signs that you're old. An eighth grade teacher asked her class, list some things that make you old, or, you know, when you hear this, it's old. And my favorite is making noises when you get up. Oh, man. If you were to sneak in my house and listen to people getting out of their chairs, it's like, wow, are you guys okay? Are you gonna be all right? And you said this is something, you're becoming your mom. Now, what's going on?
Well, so my mom always would say, if you get caught doing something and your mom's like, stop doing that. And right. You're like, I'm not doing that, or whatever you're doing. I didn't say that, or I didn't do whatever she was saying not to do.
Right.
She's like, if you weren't doing it, I wouldn't tell you to stop.
If you weren't doing it, I wouldn't tell you to stop.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a because I said so thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I caught myself saying that to my 4-year-old and my 12-year-old. And I'm like, great, my mom said that to
you
me.
You do start repeating stuff that your parents said to you. That is true.
that you made an oath to never say ever, and there it is.
Like my mom would always say, like if I was complaining about something, "Now, sweetheart, you need to make the best of the situation." And I remember saying that to my son Sam recently.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, man. So I've become my mother, apparently. Family Life Radio, we are Kenkel Fritz and friends. It's time for that good news of the day. We'd love to hear yours. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I'm calling you with one big thing. The good news is I'm a taxidermist in Michigan. So I had a guy come through. I was on Family Life Radio all the time. And went to, ended up going to prison. When it came back out, came back to get his deer. And he said that just me having Family Life Radio on changed his life.
Wow.
I had no idea I planted a seed like that. But he said that we talked, he heard the songs, heard some of you or somebody talk. And from there, he started listening to it and changed his life. And I'm going, wow, I had no idea listening to the radio would change somebody's life. But it totally did. And meant mine too over time.
So this is just someone who was, he was in your business and he ended up in prison.
Yep. Yeah, I had no idea he was going through rough times in life, and he was.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And then came out and he found God and changed his whole life, to turn his whole life around, going, wow, that's a blessing.
You know, to hear a radio station in a business and then decide to turn that station on, that's pretty amazing.
It is.
It is. And I had no idea how that planted seeds in other people I've talked to over time. But it really does plant seeds in the people's minds, hearts, everything. There's something positive to listen to, competitive, negative, and you know whatever is going on in the world. So, yeah.
And what a great story. Man, that's just awesome.
How encouraging for everybody.
Yeah.
So what has God done in your life? We got to hear your story. Give us a call, 888-888-9976.
You know, guys, I am so embarrassed this morning.
You're embarrassed? What are you talking about?
Maybe you can relate to this. I have an unfinished project that is taking up my whole back hallway. I have boxes of pictures that belong up on the wall and have never quite made it there. And I just feel stuck with this unfinished project. Like, it's embarrassing. I
have
no excuse.
How long have you lived there, Sally, now?
You're just going to make me sweat. A year and a half.
Oh.
A year and a half of these boxes down the hallway. And am I alone in this? Having
so
a half-finished project? I mean,
you need the courage to finish the project and get it done.
I don't know what I need. The courage, a kick in the pants. I don't know what I need.
Well, I'm going to come over this Saturday, and if it's not done, I'm throwing away all those pictures.
No. That was harsh.
Well, you said you
needed a kick in the pants. First off, I'm not letting you in the door because I'm embarrassed.
Honestly,
what is wrong with me?
I don't know. Okay. Well, then I will confess as well. So we had a little stretch last year where we lost several pets in a row. And then we just lost one in January. And we have this artist that does our Rainbow Bridge, does little portraits of them. So we have three that need to be framed so we can actually hang everything on the wall.
And they're not framed?
They're not even framed. No. I have just
the...
Oh,
good girl.
You guys in the same club.
Oh, no.
So I think... I don't have a lot of unfinished projects. I have ones that are unstarted. That's my problem. How do you get unstuck in this area? Or maybe you can tell us about your unfinished project. What is it that hasn't happened? I mean, some people just start a remodel and then you just quit. You know, they're halfway through and your kitchen's not finished, or you're halfway there or whatever.
I'm also really bad about jumping into organizing things. Like, I'll see videos and get inspired. And after I organize one or two things out of like the 10 that I pulled out and messed up, I'm done with this.
You're done organizing.
So I just unorganized everything.
All right, we got to hear from you. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So our guest Gary Thomas, he wrote this book, When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. He's a pastor, a professor. He's written 19 books. So how do you know the difference between difficult people and toxic people?
I would say there's a big difference between a difficult person and a toxic person. Every toxic person is difficult, but not every difficult person is toxic. By toxic, I mean someone that really does undercut who you are and who God calls you to be. They so drain you that you don't give yourself fully to your healthy relationships, that you're not able to focus on what you are called to do. A toxic person says, you will do what I want you to do. Trying to take control over someone or someone controlling you is a toxic thing to do. I'll pretend to be your friend to lure you into doing that. If you don't, I will threaten you. If you don't accept my threats, I'll bring other people in. And that is so against what Scripture says. We should be surrendered to the Holy Spirit, not any one person, whether it's a religious figure, a family member, a spouse, or whatnot.
So toxic is a little heavier than a difficult individual. I think toxic is thrown around a lot, and so maybe not everybody that don't necessarily
like. It's a buzzword now.
Is a toxic person.
Right.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. It is.
I think that's helpful in identifying truly toxic people. And there was a situation a few years ago, and this was with a family member, and they actually walked away from me, but I didn't realize how under their thumb I was until that freedom occurred. Where it was, I want to control what you do, when you do it, how you do it, you know, and it was constant. And it when those demands weren't met, they finally were like, well, no.
Right.
But yeah. Then I was like, and I was upset, but then I was like, man, there's a lot of freedom that came with just letting that relationship go, as painful as it was.
Well, that's what Jesus did. And in a lot of these situations has just walked away from toxic people. Yeah, if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. How have you dealt with toxic people? The book is When to Walk Away, Finding Freedom from Toxic People. It's a great interview. Just check it out in the full podcast. So you have a problem blowing your stack every once in a while? It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty found this acronym that could help us all kind of pause before that happens. And it's so follow anger. First one, avoid. Don't let your anger or other angry people control you. N was never use your body or voice to hurt others. G, get away from the situation so your feelings don't overwhelm you. E, evaluate your choices before you think before you act. And then R, responsibility. Remember, you're responsible for your choices. No one makes you angry. You allow yourself to become angry. And you can choose not to get angry as well.
Man, these Ouch. Are all kind of a gut punch, but that last one, made me evaluate how much time I've wasted letting people do that to me over the course of my life to realize that's a choice. Man, I'm making the wrong one so often.
Yeah,
because it does feel like, you know, it is a decision, but we always say they made me angry. That's just what we say.
Yeah.
You just say it that way, but it's not accurate. You choose to be angry.
Oh, my goodness. And I also think about the people so often that this happens with, like really in the grand scheme of things, what happened is not important. They're not that important to my life. And then I waste all this time just building up frustration and anger and bitterness over it. So, man, all right, I got to make better conscious choices with this.
You know, and I think that if we can figure out how to look at people like Jesus did, it'll help us a lot. And, you know, and when I think what really helps me is he said to that one person on the cross, forgive him for he does not know what he's doing. I believe a lot of people don't really realize what they're doing to you when they don't, when they treat you poorly. Because if they did, they wouldn't do it. That's just my take. But that's my self-defense mechanism, too.
Yeah.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on.
Yesterday was a very anxiety-ridden day for me. Very, very full of anxiety, right? And I go to my Bible study. We meet at this little coffee shop every other week. And the ladies there
are very, very, very spiritually close to God. And they're the kind of people that just kind of bring you closer. You know, when you have good friends that bring you closer to God, you know they're supposed to be there, right?
Yep.
So this morning, I woke up and the sun is shining and things are beautiful. And my favorite radio station is playing my favorite music. And specifically, you know, Reasons by Unspoken. And Toby Mac music, all of that good stuff was on this morning. And I'm like, oh, I am supposed to be joyful today. So I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for bringing this radio station to me and to everyone else that listens. And thank you for doing God's work through this music.
Oh, really wow. That's very kind of you.
Well, you have to thank our listening family for making it possible.
Amen.
You know, for us to be here for you to thank.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, that's all I called to tell you guys. Thank you so much for bringing joy. Thank you for doing God's work through this music. A lot of people are musically inclined and musically driven, and I'm one of those people. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
No, thanks for having me. Have a great day, guys.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Coincidence or God? Elaine is with us. Tell us what happened.
My husband passed away. You know how they always have those picture boards at a funeral service?
Right.
And so we were looking for pictures that we could put up on the picture board. So I gave my son a box of pictures to my daughter, Christy, and I gave her to look in the box to find a picture. And then I looked in my box. I said, oh, I found one. And I showed it to the kids. It was one of them sitting around the Christmas tree with funny faces, a funny shot. Yeah. My son had one in his hand. He turned it around and it was the same picture.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
And my daughter had one in her hand and she turned it around and it was the same picture.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
All three of us had the same picture and we each had a shoebox full of pictures to choose from.
You all thought that was the best picture.
I mean, it was just like, okay, God, you've got this. I mean, even in the midst of sadness and grief, God showed himself right in the middle of our family room.
I love that it was a picture that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids were like 5 and 7 and they were all looking goofy. We were all looking goofy and it was in front of the Christmas tree. But to have found that picture and have pulled that one out all at the same time, I'm not sure how that happened.
That's all God. That's pretty cool.
God, yeah. God made that happen.
Yeah. Even though there was only one fun picture of your husband, I don't think that's the case.
God's at work in the little details of life just to make himself known and just let us know that how much he loves us in even simple ways.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.